Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's the boss bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Happy Independence Day Eve. It's July 3rd. We're celebrating the 4th of July, Independence Day. Today on the Small Business Advocate Show, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Dr. Bert Folsom, the author of FDR Goes to War, along with his lovely wife, Anita Folsom. She co-authored that with him. And the one but just before that, though, New Deal or Raw Deal, Bert, and he's, by the way, professor of history at Hillsdale College. Bert, the United States of America, I was talking about redemption when we went to break there. I mean, look at what happened. For a while, America and England got along after the Revolutionary War, didn't we?
Initially, there were serious problems, but... And of course, then we had the War of 1812.
And then we had that war, but that little period in the middle, and since then we've been staunch allies. Look at how close we are to Germany. Look how close we are to Japan. I mean, think about, with all of the ability, the proclivities of a human being, to go to war, to fight, to be mad, to be so passionate about things that are not good. We have an amazing ability. And redemption, don't we?
Well, we do in the last two.
And Americans, I think Americans are better at that than anybody. And I've got some examples to prove it. Go ahead.
I don't know if you can find very many historical examples of what happened in Germany and Japan where we go over and rebuild the country. Usually there is a confiscation of property. There's an enslavement of people that follow a victory. In the case of the Franco-Prussian War, to pick a more modern one, there's a large reparation. See, in other words, the typical way you do it is you beat Germany and Japan, and then you impose a reparation so that they have to, in effect, pay much of your war costs. That was part of the problem with the Versailles Treaty in World War One, trying to get Germany to basically pay the war costs. We didn't do that. In fact, we go over and help them rebuild.
That's exactly right.
That's amazing. And
I love what Colin Powell said, Bert. Let me stick this in here, and it supports your point. Colin Powell said, America is the only nation that when it conquers another nation, the only land it asks for as it leaves is for enough to bury our dead.
Yeah. That's something, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the point you're making.
Right. But it's the restoring the country that is amazing and unprecedented in history. And then they become friends after the war. And then, this has really been a remarkable achievement of the United States. And the AP history standards that you hear some about that emphasize race, class, and gender simply are
why can't we heal ourselves, though, internally? Bert, why are we having so much trouble? Why, after all these years, with slavery so far back in our past, why does that continue to be a topic that's brought up as if the problems we have today are still rooted in that?
We have politicians, and I'm especially speaking of the Democratic Party here, that have a lot to gain by that kind of hostility. The Democrats could simply not hold national political office, win nationwide elections, and win elections in most states without tremendous support from black Americans. To emphasize the positive accomplishments that we've had in this country since World War II and even a little bit before, to emphasize those positive accomplishments is to put the race issue aside and to invite a division of the black vote. The Democrats can't have that division. They've got to have the whole thing, and so you have to stir up hostility. But if they're not reelected, then there's we're going to go back to race problems, and that the only way they can be protected is to have the Democratic Party be elected. And so blacks and whites in the marketplace get along, Jim, because market
Absolutely.
Forces draw the races together.
Yes. Yes.
We try to buy and sell.
When we look around, when those of us in the marketplace look around, and, I mean, I'm talking about blacks and whites, we look around, and we don't see what the race hustlers see.
No.
What they're claiming is out there. We don't see that. It's not there.
No.
I have a number of black Americans in my brain trust. Monday, I'll have two black men in the same hour on my show, and for just coincidental. That's how many I have. It's just a coincidence,
right?
But they don't see what the hustlers are the grievance merchants are trying to
right.
trying to propose.
Right.
They don't see that.
No, and so you begin to get legislation, you know, affirmative act. The ideal is to say we ought to have equality of opportunity. Of course, we don't pursue that
right.
Always with the fullest of success, but that's the goal. But when you impose, say, affirmative action, that moves, it immediately forces people to think in racial terms.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have hate crime legislation, that often forces people to think in racial terms, or it shifts that emphasis.
Well,
so that we have a lot of politicians that stand to gain
right.
when the races are in turmoil.
One of the worst things that we've done in America, in my opinion, is to foster low expectations. Someone called
right. it... That's good. That's a good point.
Someone called it the... I've forgotten. There's another way that... Something else they said about that. But low expectations, in my opinion, are the worst. Stand by. Quick break. Tintail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.